Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Hello.
I'm feeling really fresh today.
I'm
are you really good? Good sleep last night, Kriver.
Yeah, I don't know.
He got laid.
No.
Ooh.
Actually, no, not last night.
Oh, the night before.
I'm not going into details.
That was a yes. That's strange because you were more cranky yesterday.
Really? I very rarely notice a rise in Krivo. He just gets, yeah, you're right. He was short and snappy
yesterday. I didn't get a good sleep the night before.
Yeah, I fell asleep so early last night.
Did you?
It was like 9 o'clock. It's so good when you go to bed on time doing this job. Like, anything past 9 o'clock, you're staying up late.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I went to bed that early.
Really?
Yeah.
Catches up on you, though.
I'm like an 11:30 guy, right?
Yeah. So if I get to bed, like, between 10 and 11, awesome. Then I'm super fresh.
So when you go to bed, does it take you long to fall asleep? Are you like a quick lights out kind of guy?
I'd say between 1 and 2 minutes.
Really?
Straight asleep, yep.
Wow.
Set my alarm, put it down, that's it, I'm out.
Yes.
See you in the morning.
I don't switch off. I just watch my phone. That's the killer, isn't it?
Yeah, get off your phone.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's a good tip. Turn the brightness right down.
Read a book.
That's a good
I like
strategy.
To read a book. I like to just, I don't know.
Hurts your eyes less when you wake up in the morning too.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Jade?
No, nothing.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
After
you
want
to get back to your Harry Potter.
She puts her feet up, takes her shoes off on the desk. You can tell you were so good on today's show. You were very happy up there, and now you've crashed. Have I offended you today?
No, actually, you haven't.
Oh, I thought
just
I did.
Just tired.
No, not at all. No, I'm not tired at all.
Huh?
Just after the show.
I love the wedding chat on today's show, actually, behind the scenes.
What were we talking about?
Remember how, you know, we were talking about if I were getting married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that went I already deep. Forgot about that.
That went so deep.
It really did. So I'm single. And, you tend to run out of things to talk about, and you just talk about every possible subject of all time.
We get bored sometimes.
Sitting in a box together.
And you're like,
what about this? What about this?
A lot of hypotheticals.
So many.
A lot of
you're the king of it, I reckon.
Yeah, because you know what? You've got to talk about different things. Anyway, we're chatting about my wedding, and a long-standing chat when the songs are playing about my wedding was Jade always said, I want to be your flower girl. But of course, now she's training to be a celebrant.
Yeah.
And now she's decided.
Well, I want the upgrade.
She ditches the flower girl role and she wants to marry me.
Well, she wants to do-re me.
Yeah, and I don't feel like I want you to marry
me.
Why? Don't take offense to it. It's not personal. I know you. I want an external person.
Why but?
And then she went down the rabbit hole of, well, just because you're gay, you'll want rainbow petals. I'm like, I don't want a trashy wedding, Jade.
How is that trashy?
Well, it is. Do you think rainbow petals are trashy, Kriver?
A little bit.
Well, it got to the point where you were like, I don't want anyone I know involved in my wedding.
No, I said you can throw the petals.
Oh, so I'm allowed to do
that?
Yeah,
but you're not marrying me. Too close to home.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
But I think that's nice because I'm, like, connected.
Yeah. I mean, would you let Jade marry you? Kriver?
Probably not.
Why?
It's not a personal thing. Like, I'm sure, I know you'd be fantastic.
You'd do a great job. But then.
But it might not be what we're looking for in a celebrant.
Don't take offense to it. You could come to the wedding, probably.
I'm even going one step further than Kriver and allowing you to be a part of the wedding. But just not marrying me as you stick a banana in your mouth and bite down.
I'm
very distracted.
Is it? I don't find it distracting.
But yeah, look, chatting about weddings. And then, you know, you said, why don't you go to Vegas and get married? I don't want to go to Vegas.
I don't know. I don't know if I really want this on the podcast.
Why?
Well, because now you guys are putting down what I'm going to be doing and other people will hear it. And they're like, oh, well, if they don't want to, then I'm not going to hire her.
Are you kidding? Jade, let me like reset this, okay? When you did those weddings that we did on
really
the five
cool.
wedding day, you're actually unbelievable at the job. But when you have your own wedding, you don't want your mates doing all the jobs. You want them in the enjoying the day.
Like if my best friend was a celebrant, I still wouldn't let him marry me.
No. Because you want them to be able to have a beer and enjoy the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very stressful when you're, like, part of... I've emceed probably 5 weddings, I reckon. It's very stressful.
Really?
Yeah.
And, yeah, and because if you screw it up, it's their big day. And I wouldn't want to put the pressure on my mates that if they screw it up, that it'll kind of, like, ruin the... wedding?
That's true.
Like, would you really want that?
It's very stressful. In fact, in one I was a bit late for as well.
Typical.
Wasn't my fault.
Was he unhappy?
She? No, they were cool because I did a good job afterwards. And it was a very long, like, God, that was it. That wedding went from probably 10 in the morning to, like, midnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's too long.
It was a big
I hope you got
day.
Paid good for
no,
that.
No pay.
Free.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Emceeing a wedding, I would think, an even more important role because you've got to keep it going. And,
so stressful.
And,
yeah.
Because you're constantly, like, watching the clock and then you're like, now this is the time officially has passed for when this is supposed to happen, but then, like, the bride's not ready or they don't want this yet, and I've then you got to keep going.
Yeah,
back to
I've had to MC two. That's where I'm
is
at.
Is it the typical? Oh, my mate works on the radio.
I think it is.
Time.
I did it
every
for my
time.
Girlfriend Nicole and then my sister.
Family's okay.
Yeah, in fact, sister's fine.
You know,
but
the wedding I went to on Saturday, this past Saturday, they were like. It was getting talked about, and I kept, like, shutting it down.
You emceeing
the wedding? Yeah, it kept getting brought up. Like, would you be... They didn't ask me, because, of course, if they ask you, it's an honour, you say yes, right? But there was, like, the chatter, and I kept, like, quashing it.
Slinking
like,
away.
Yeah.
Where's Grievo?
Oh, I suddenly left. What's going on there? Because it's just so much more stressful.
Well you'd already been to 6, so you just want it chill.
Well, you know, Jay... When you, like, I didn't know you when you got married. So I met you just after when you got back from your wedding holiday.
Yeah.
I think I started 2018, yeah?
Yeah, you started, like, what, September or something around then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got married in July.
Yeah, yeah. So it was just after. And I know, knowing you now, a couple of years down the track, I'm like, you know what? I know that if Jay, like, you had a really nice, perfect wedding, obviously your dream wedding you dreamt about your entire life, I feel like you would be very particular with who and what you want done at the wedding.
Mm.
Like, if I was a celebrant and I was in Malta, would you let me marry you and Ben?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, would you honestly say, Maddie,
but
I want
if
you
Maddie
to
was
marry
already
us.
In Malta, you go, come along.
You know,
but
to
it's
do a
different...
less important role. But you wouldn't want me marrying you and Ben.
Mm.
That's perspective, doll.
Yeah,
it's not having a dig.
That's true. That's true.
I think you're going to be a great celebrant.
Thank you.
You will. You already are.
Yeah, exactly. A celebrant in training. You married 3 couples.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, actually. I really enjoyed it. I'm trying to...
You're in your element.
Yeah, I have so much fun. I'm trying to... like, finish my course as quick as I can. I did so much work yesterday.
Yeah. Like, how many days off the course do you think you're not?
Oh, it's hard. I don't know. I'm trying not to look ahead with the questions. So I'm just trying to...
Do it bit by bit.
Bit by bit. So I'm trying to... Yeah, I don't know.
I will say, to close this off respectfully, Jade, you were very respectful in your delivery. Of the ceremony to the couples you did marry.
Okay.
I would say you're very, like, self-aware when you're doing it, which is a very important skill.
Thank you.
That's
very kind.
Very professional.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I was
we're here today
cool.
to marry this beautiful couple. Now, together you'll spend your life loving each other and caring about one another in holy matrimony. You were very good.
Yeah.
Look, I'll show you real quick. Look,
what
I'm,
have you got here?
This is what... So
oh,
I'm...
This, oh, my God. It's
cluster
quite organized.
4.
So I'm on, like...
Sounds like a COVID thing.
I'm halfway through task 3, but, like, for instance, like, you click on the task. We're opening it up. And then, like...
You got to read all that.
I got to read it all, but it's all Excel
assignment.
Business now. I've got to do an Excel sheet, which I hate. Next one.
That'll be putting you off, wouldn't it? You'll just procrastinate reading
Yeah, but
Harry
I'm
Potter.
Trying to push through all this business side, but it's not too bad.
So at the end, you have to do like a practice wedding.
And then I've got to film mock recordings.
Are you
like
going to marry
weddings.
Creepo and I?
Yeah, I'll marry you guys.
That'll be fun.
I don't know how many I've got to do yet. I'm saving the excitement till I've done this.
Do you know what? Funny future bit. We can write our own vows to one another.
That would be cool. That's funny. Because I think I need to get you guys to write vows, and I've got to like
really funny.
Sign the paperwork, and yeah. So there's a bit. I think I've got to do like I want to say I've got to do like five or so. So there'll be, Jackson's volunteered.
So it'll be me and Maddie, me and Jackson, Jackson and Maddie.
You whore.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. I can't wait. Actually, hey, what are we on now? October. I want to try have it done by November, but we'll see.
Oh, good, good.
Good work, Jay.
Final show of the year.
Yeah.
We have a fake wedding.
Yeah, or a real one.
I know, I won't be registered by then.
No more weddings on the show this year. We've done enough.
Next
year, maybe.
Maybe next year. Maybe my first. Apparently, they say it takes 3 to 6 months to get registered with the Attorney General's Department. So... Once next I've done year. The course, then I have to register with the like the government and then...
Wait.
Can't you put the paperwork in now just to speed things
along?
No,
because I need the certificate. Oh, yeah, it's all, you know...
All right, well,
a big process.
Big process.
That's why you get $2,000 a pop.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work.
That's true. Well, enjoy the podcast. And don't forget, please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah,
it really does help us.
Absolutely helps us with the rankings. Jump on there and do it.
If you're genuine, like give your honest opinion, but
mostly 5 stars.
Mostly 5.
Yeah, I'll be kind.
I don't think you'd get 11 minutes into a podcast opener if you didn't.
Not into it.
It's almost like be kind, rewind. It's like be kind, 5 star. Doesn't work, does it? Does that slogan work?
No.
Nah, okay. Just forget that.
All right. Enjoy.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Good morning.
Brilliant.
It's Wednesday. This week has flown.
Bet it has.
Now, Jade.
What?
We have to have an intervention here this morning because, look, I love you and I love your positivity, but that Nag Champa incense you just burnt through the entire building, don't do it again.
It's good. It cleanses the negativity and the bad energy.
I feel like I'm in a Tree of Life shop.
You're good. And don't you feel happier?
We're in a tiny little box here.
Yeah.
Together.
Excuse me.
Are you right? Look what it's doing.
He's putting it on.
I'm not.
You're a real showman.
Sanitize your hands, please. We coughed into your hands.
Yeah, I will.
Good.
Give me the hand sanitizer.
But yeah, please, Jade. Look what it's doing to the man.
Yeah. You put it out, didn't you?
Well, maybe you're just a ball of negativity and the incense is doing its job.
He's incensed. I'm in a hermetically sealed separate room and I can still smell the stuff.
Can you?
Yeah. It's got into the air conditioning. Jade went through every room in the office.
I did. I cleansed the boss's office.
Well, yeah, we'll put the video
sales.
Up later.
Hopefully sales, you know...
Sell lots of stuff
today after I've cleansed the area.
Dancing in the general manager's office there.
Yeah,
I went into our jobs
room.
Imagine
if he found out. He'll never find out, though, because he doesn't listen.
or look at our Facebook page, so we're absolutely fine.
Good on you, Jay.
Don't do it again.
I'm a bully. Rona, it'll happen.
I'm not even getting into it. You're such a contradiction because you've got like the hippie incense,
but
then you're not really a hippie at all.
That's so true.
You don't have to be a hippie to be a believer.
Jackson,
I have to have dreadlocks and wear flat and go flower power, man.
I don't know.
That's not how it works.
Jackson, out of 10, how bad is it in your studio?
It's like a 4 at the moment.
Do you like it? You like it?
I do enjoy it.
Jackson's a believer. You know what? At least there's someone else. I'm not alone.
Well, good. There's always,
you're a believer, aren't you?
You like
Maddie?
The pot smoking.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. No, if anyone's a hypocrite in this room, it's Maddie.
This is taking me back to my pot smoking auntie's house from the 90s. Oh, it just smells
please,
like
you
this.
You love it. You love it when I cleanse you. When you came around to my house, I did a cleansing of Maddie, like a one on one. You love it.
Hey,
big old skeptic in front of the boys.
Please. Moving on. Yeah. Hey, guys, did you collect Pokemon cards back in the day around the team? No,
I didn't. It was huge at my school. Massive.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
So, a particular card has set a record and sold for over $180,000.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
Every time a story comes out about a rare Pokemon card selling for massive amounts, I think back to my collection. I'm pretty sure I had this card.
That's very upsetting.
A first edition holographic Charizard card. Have a look through your Pokemon cards. If they're just in the closet at home, you can make some cash. I'm going to tell you more
big
next.
Big money.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Yeah, you know, as a kid, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, Pokemon cards were all the craze. Even longer than that, 20 years ago, I collected them. And they were just such a phenomenon. I remember
it was
going,
unbelievable.
Yeah, like you'd go to markets and trade them and, you know, pay heaps of money for them. I remember one time, I opened up like a pack and I got like an ultra rare Charizard holographic card. And it kills me because every time I see a story about a Pokemon card selling for a heap of cash, it's this particular card. My mum threw all of the Pokemon cards out because I had so many folders and folders of them and they were just cluttering up her house.
So
she sold them. Yet another story out today, $183,000, 812. Some person got for a Charizard first edition holographic card.
Jeez, so that could have been you, 180 grand just banging like that.
Yeah,
but pretty handy for you at the moment.
Oh, yeah, 180,000.
Well, wouldn't it not be handy for you?
Of course it would.
I mean, that's big cash
like
money.
You'd finally have your dream car, the big old black Jeep.
Yeah.
If you do have
going
Pokemon cards at home,
around.
Like, note this down. Check in your collection. So it's a PSA 10 base set first edition Charizard. If it's in your collection, it's worth like jumping online and just seeing what they're worth.
The PSA is the rating company, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so. So that'd be a 10. So that's like perfect condition.
Yeah.
So if it's got a little rip in the bottom, you're not getting 180 grand, but you still probably get a couple of dollars for it.
I feel good because I never had that card. I only had a select. I only collected the cute Pokemon cards.
Trust you.
I only collected like Eevee. That's like the main one that I loved. It was this cute little furball that sort of looked like a chihuahua. It's sort
worth
of funny
$1.
That's what I had.
It's just so hard, isn't it? Like to predict what will be worth a whole heap of cash down the track.
Yeah, like, really difficult.
Yo-yos, remember yo-yos or phase? They're never becoming like $180,000 collector's items.
Oh, some maybe, but.
Oh, like from the 40s.
Yeah. What are the kids playing with today that might be worth big money in 20 years?
The first edition of Fortnite, I guess.
That's probably not a bad guess. If you can get one of the, like, box OO, you know, the first 100 boxes of it or something.
Like, those sort of things.
You can see how collectors get trapped in this sort of wormhole of, like, buying these toys and then hoarding them for years and years because, you know, it would be addictive. It's almost like gambling.
Yeah, it is, in a way.
Here's a tip. If people are saying this is going to be collectible, it's probably not.
Yeah.
You remember, like, Beanie Babies and stuff? Now you can go buy, like, hundreds of them for, like, no money because everyone just has so many in the, like, collection. The other one I'd say probably not going to be worth money, Pop Vinyl. Everyone thinks it's a great... Oh, you've got a fat-looking Star Wars character in a box. I can tell you now.
Pop Vinyl. Are they those? Well, they're those little toys.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though?
Not going to be worth money.
You know what's worth money now that it's getting popular? The old sound systems.
Yeah, like, the old boom boxes.
The old boom boxes and vinyls.
They've got to be great-looking.
Yeah.
if it looks like really cool 80s space age sort of thing, then it's worth, it's going to be worth money.
As a buyer and seller, Crevo, would you like dip your toes into the trading card pool?
No, unless it was just a, like at a garage sale, a big stack of Pokemon cards in a folder.
And the whole book.
Buy the whole lot, then I'd be like, yeah, sure. But normally trading cards are, it's a risky business. Because remember, like around that same time, footy cards were massive.
And
right?
basketball. I remember basketball, the NBA, because we had some of those.
You can now buy whole collections for $10.
Just thinking.
Just millions and millions so made. Many.
Around this radio station, I'm almost certain there's a small fortune.
Yeah, there is.
Because this place is like a museum in a lot of ways, you know.
I mean, like old like records and equipment.
Alanis Morissette signed posters.
The VHS player in the boardroom. I mean, that's got to be worth $100, right?
Yeah, probably about that. If you've got the remote.
Lads versus lasses, guys. After this, it is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Guys, you need to call, and ladies, on 13 10 09, because we are streaking ahead. We're on 21 and the guys are on
19 gold stars.
We are winning. The girl power is on. So 13 10 09, if you want to go head to head with the opposite sex, we're doing it after this, and you can win a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charles Town.
Awesome.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
I love this time of the day because this is where the guys and the girls go head to head, the lads and the lasses, in our Battle of the Sexes game. If you've never heard it before, basically we ask female-based questions to the guys and we ask male-based questions to the females. Very easy. Today they're playing for a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown, but more importantly, it is for the gold star on our Battle of the Sexes tally. The girls are on 21 and the guys are on a dismal 19.
That's all right, because our first caller, our lad today, is going to change it. His name is Jake. He's a plumber. He used to collect footy cards and his favourite team is the West Tigers. Hello, Jake.
Hello.
How are you, brother?
Good, good.
Mate, you need to redeem us today. Are you confident?
Yeah, pretty confident.
Are you in tune with the female form, Jake?
Sorry?
Are you good with girls, with women?
I've got two sisters, I've got a girlfriend, so I live in a house of girls.
Aww, that's cool, man.
Excellent, hopefully
you should get this.
For us. Yeah.
Very good. Now, you're a plumber, do you want to give your business a plug?
Nah, I'm all good.
The boss's hasn't paid you on time, right?
Laurie's got plenty of work.
All right, mate, let's do this. Question number one. What was the name of Madonna's first single?
Come on. I don't know. Straight up, don't know.
Nah, everybody.
I wouldn't have got that.
I didn't even know that one.
Jake.
Don't worry, man.
There you go. You might know this one, Jake. I reckon you will. Question number two. True or false, the movie The Notebook is based on a true story?
True.
That is correct. Yes.
Well done.
Of course it is.
That was true.
A real life.
That was a fluke.
Noah and Ali.
I had no idea.
Has your girlfriend made you watch The Notebook, Jake?
Nah. I refuse.
It's a good movie. Nah, you just sort of ripped the band-aid off.
It's a tearjerker.
Oh, get out, Crevo.
It's a garbage fire. You missed anything.
You're in such a mood today.
What do you mean?
You're very bitchy.
You're a bit negative.
He is, isn't he? Yeah.
Bit negative.
Put a smile on that dog.
Oh, I'm happy.
Question number three.
Still like The Notebook.
For you, Jake. The product Veet is used for what?
Isn't it hair removal?
Of course it is.
Oh, well done.
2 points on the board. Good job there, Jake. Not bad.
All right. Hold the line. For our lasses, we've got Jodie likes Ellen Twilight and is not sold on Pats as Batman. Our Pats, eh? It's not doing it for you.
Hello, Jodie.
Hey, Jodie.
Hey.
How you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. All right, let's see if we can win this double pass to the cinemas / a point for the lasses.
You need all three right.
You can do it, Jodie.
I can do it.
Question number one. What is the name of Elon Musk's space company?
Elon Musk Space. Elon Musk. I don't even know who that is. Tesla?
That was the car company.
Damn,
no
good, that no was good. The car company.
Thanks, Steph.
All right, that now means you need...
No. If she gets these two, we go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, that's right.
Calm Jeez, calm, don't Eddie. Jump the gun.
All right, question number two. What liquids are in your radiator?
Coolant.
And
water.
Correct.
Yes. Go on, Jody.
All right. Woo. Now, just to be clear, if you get this next question right, we go to a tiebreaker, which is a coin toss. If you don't, the guys have won it. The lads take out the point. So no pressure, but no really pressure. There is pressure.
Yeah.
What is the main colour on a Sid Chrome toolbox?
Red?
Oh, correct. Yes. Oh. We're going to a tiebreaker, Jody.
All right. All right. Heads or tail, Jody?
Tails never fails.
Hey, Google, flip a coin. Here we go. It's coming. Heads.
Oh,
the
no.
Lads have it.
Yeah, get in there. Oh. You beauty.
You got it, Jake.
Good on you, man.
Double pass to the movies. All yours, man.
And more importantly, a star on the leaderboard.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Grifo.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Hey, guys, you want to win a free holiday? We can't, yes. But you can. Newfm.com.au. Rate the music now. 20 songs. It takes around 7 minutes, and you could be winning. I feel like Larry Ender.
I know. You sound like it.
4 nights staying in the Bay. You'll enjoy your very own two-bedroom self-contained apartment for up to 4 people with a cooked breakfast and free Wi-Fi.
That's cool. Free Wi-Fi is a biggie, isn't it?
I love how they put that on there, though.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Isn't that just a requirement?
I'm going to go there now because it's got free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I don't think anyone will stay anywhere that doesn't have
if
free Wi-Fi.
If a place doesn't offer free Wi-Fi, dogs.
Mm. Really? Not a killer for me. Do you really on like 1 meg of data a month or what?
No, but no, like,
it's so much it's, now included with your plan.
It's polite. No, well, not all.
It is polite.
Not all of us. Like I only get like 10 gigs.
Maddie's on prepaid.
Yeah. 10. Oh, you're. Oh, yeah. Fair enough. That's reasonable then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You're a millionaire, Mark. How do you feel coming back down to earth?
No, yeah. Like 10 gigs, I thought, oh, that's a fair bit. But I guess if you're using it for everything, you could use that.
My NBN at home is so crap.
Mm.
So I just get frustrated and
just
switch to my
4G.
Phone. Yeah, pretty much.
Guys, up next, a bit of a fun one, 13:10:09. And I want to go around the team just quickly first. Mm-hmm. Which profession do you find sexy? Is there a profession out there where you're like, ooh. Now, this all comes about because yesterday, or the day before maybe, Jade, you were telling me about there's a hot priest calendar.
Yeah.
From the Vatican.
Oh, that's weird.
Right? And they're just like, they're all dressed up in their normal Vatican clothes, like their priest clothing.
Yeah.
And Jade, you were like, it's just something about how forbidden it is.
Yeah. Okay. So, look, there's lots of professions which are sexy. There's a many, okay? But it came up because when I was last in Rome, I actually purchased the sexy priest calendar, and they were all legit priests who were just really good looking, like the Italians. They're just got good breeding. And so I'm showing you a picture now.
Oh, wow.
They're sexy. Like, it's almost... It's
wow.
So wrong that they're priests because they're just...
I'm surprised.
So good looking.
They're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I know, right? But I think they do it for charity.
But do you like the whole tease of them, you know, being so covered up?
Yeah.
You just really need to use your imagination.
Because, okay, imagine, right? Imagine, you know when you go to, like, you're flicking through a magazine and then you see an advertisement for Armani Code, fragrance,
yep.
And there's that chiseled model that just has the perfect cheekbones and the jawline.
And the great hair.
They just don't look real. It's almost inhuman. Some of the priests over there look exactly like that, and they're in these sexy
robes. Very
excited.
Look at her.
Yeah, she's hot and flustered.
Yeah, and you know what?
We've been talking about this for 2 minutes straight.
Yeah, look,
can't get a word in.
It's the forbidden fruit. I just like it, you know?
Take a bite out
Take
of that.
Take me
egg.
Up to the altar. Like, it's just, if you've never seen one of these calendars, look it up in your own time. It's nothing sinister.
Hello, Father. Can you please show me where the clergy room is?
Yeah.
13 to
Take
09.
Me to the confession box.
What?
Is there a profession?
Profession do you want?
Maybe you're into the tradies. Maybe it's the nurse's scrubs.
Yeah.
That does it for you.
I love the high-vis. What about you, Crevo?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before.
Police like, officer is
well,
Crevo's.
I'll also like for office wear, you know, like the sort of...
That's right. Because yeah. You know why?
The dominant female boss.
It was
you
his
really
boss
get off
that he
that.
Had yeah. the hots on when he was
yeah,
like just
exactly,
out of uni
like,
and he could never get a piece of her.
You know, just like that sort of gear. What about you? You're the high-vis, aren't you? The tradies.
I love tradies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13 10 09. Which profession do you find sexy and what is it about it? Maybe it's the big old toolbox that they carry around or something like
Maybe
that.
Maybe the stethoscope draped around the neck.
That cold little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That hangs off it.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
What profession do you find sexy?
He's so hot. Look at him. He's perfect. Oh, his ass is definitely perfect.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
You like when we drop?
Yeah, Jade, loving the priest, eh?
Yeah. Who would have thought? Like, I didn't even know that the sexy priest calendar was a thing.
It is a thing. And they're all authentic priests
How do
as
you
well.
Know this?
Because it says it on the calendar.
This isn't a regular thing a priest, a Catholic priest would do, Jade.
Yeah, it is when it's for charity. They're not posing there. Like, okay, when I say the calendar, they're not posing there with their abs out.
Like, and just wearing only like, the collar?
Yeah, it's not like that. It's not a fireman's calendar. They're actually in their full clergy wear. And there's something just sexy about that. They're just in their robes. They're just smiling.
They're very covered up, aren't they?
They're very covered. All you can see is their heads. But it's something about it, you know. It's just like, could I tempt them? Could I? If given the chance, you know. Something sexy
could
about it.
Could you live with yourself, though?
If
you, like, tempted a priest?
You know what?
I don't think you... I don't know if you could live with that.
I think I'd feel guilty. I would. I'd feel bad.
You just destroy their entire faith.
No, yeah, like, ruining their faith, but also I'd feel like I'd be, you know, like... The evil snake
like
tempting
Eve
to eat the apple. I couldn't deal with that. I'm not getting tainted with that brush. But still, it's the fantasies.
Anyway,
there.
So for Jade, it's the priest.
Oh, I didn't realise.
For Maddie, it's the tradies. Yeah. The big toolbox.
And for you, Crevo, the powerful
office
boss lady.
Office wear. Yeah.
You're like a nice pleated shirt.
I love doctor scrubs too.
Well, yeah, that's...
Well, you just find
everything hot, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie, what profession do you find sexy?
I'm still in shock about Jade's priest scenario there. No thanks.
Look up the sexy priest calendar and you'll know what I mean.
I think we hear enough about the terrible priest in the news, but I'll leave it there. Stay with me on this one.
Yeah.
A lifeguard, but not in the budgie smuggler.
Oh, okay, like just in board shorts.
Yeah.
So, Katie, we're not after swimwear. We're after a professional uniform.
That's a uniform.
Yep, that's what if you've been to the beach, you'd see what I'm saying.
Do you like them in the long sleeve shirt and you can just rip it off?
Oh, the lifeguard.
Let's go back to the Hoff.
Oh.
Early days Hoff.
The pumped up chest. Pumped up chest.
Do you still find the Hoff sexy, Katie?
Now.
Oh, God, no.
The current day Hoff, no?
What about Baywatch, like the new version with Zac Efron?
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah, that's the vibe you're going for.
You can save your life. You'll get a drowning situation happening.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Katie.
Jump off the jetty.
Very good.
It's a thing. But, guys, can I give you an update on just my life in a second? Ben, I love my husband. He's a great guy. I'm glad I married him, but he...
Are you sure? I don't think he'd like to have heard that last segment.
No, Jay. No. He's all right. But the thing is, he's... I feel sorry for him sometimes, but he, like, it makes him feel good that he loves me, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what? That is right.
More Harry Potter.
More Harry Potter.
It's Harry Potter FM.
It is. Nothing wrong with that. One of the greatest literature out there. But basically, my I'm just diving back into that world. I know I've mentioned it on the show, for those who don't know.
You started back from book one again?
From book one, and I'm going back through the whole like trilogy again.
You up to five now?
Five.
Hallelujah. Two more to go.
No,
Jade will start
book
again.
Four. Sorry, I'm book four.
Five's a big one.
Yeah.
Damn. That's another 3 weeks.
Sorry, I got confused there.
Weeks and weeks to go.
But, like, obviously, I'd forgotten how great the books were. It'd been a while since I'd watched the books, read the books, because I've been watching the movies so often. And so now I feel like I'm 13 again. In high school, reading the books, just reliving one of the greatest times of my life. And I remember when I think it was my 14th birthday, Mum got me my King single Duna cover, which was Harry Potter themed for my birthday. And so I went
wish
and did,
I had a King single growing up.
I went and did that.
Luxury.
I went.
Wait,
and,
what?
I went and did that. I went and bought myself
King single bed.
No, a queen size Harry Potter Duna set.
You didn't.
I did.
I'm going to put this out there. There's no bigger mood killer than having a giant Harry Potter face staring at you while you're trying to have an enjoyable time.
This
in bed.
One's a bit classy. So when I mentioned poor Ben earlier, you know.
Way to emasculate your husband, Jane.
I'm so glad he loves me and he indulges me and he lets me go with it. Because
Jane, it's too far.
No,
you've got
it's
a,
not.
You've got a kid.
You've got a problem. It says there on the description, delight the kids with this Harry Potter bread spread.
Yeah. Read the description
now. It does say that. So it says, the kids will love this softly quilted... for extra comfort, Harry Potter whiz coverlet in a winter. Is it a winter must have for your little wizard? Blah blah blah.
Your little wizard.
Yeah, do you know what the
you call Benny?
Look, I'm skimming over wizard? That description.
Do you know what the male equivalent is?
What?
Like a grown man sleeping in a race car bed.
Yeah,
it's just a tragedy.
If Benny said we're going to switch to a race car bed, would you accept it?
Vroom vroom, beep beep. It's just not acceptable, Jade.
Well,
sorry, Dale.
It's ordered. It's on its way. It's in the mail.
Yeah, because you're too embarrassed to buy it in store.
It's so cool. But this one's not kiddie. It's got the Hogwarts Jade. Emblem and
my point.
The owl and the stars.
There you go. Well, good on you, Jade.
Thanks.
We'll get you a My Little Pony set for your birthday.
Yeah, I loved My Little Pony growing up.
And news time up next. DJ Mike has just popped in with the coffees. Good morning, DJ
Mike.
Hey,
DJ Mike.
Now, DJ Mike is missing someone's eaten his frozen mac and cheese overnight, apparently. Can you describe the stolen goods for us? We'll try and find it for you.
Well, it was one of the meaty, manly mac and cheeses available from Coles.
Okay. All right.
So it went missing last night?
It's gone recently, in the last week.
Well, that doesn't help us.
Not the first time.
That's a pretty delayed missing items report.
I only noticed it this morning.
Okay. Mm. All right. We'll be on the lookout. We'll try and solve
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks
for that.
Thank you.
Very good.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah. This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
My poor friend had a little bingle in their shopping centre car park the other day. He calls me up. He's like, you won't believe what car I've crashed into. I'm like, what? He's like, a club sport. Me not knowing cars, I've gone, oh, what's the hold of
yeah, but like me,
whatever.
What is it?
What is it? Turns out the HSV club sport is worth over $100,000.
Oh, no.
That's and straight into the back of it.
They're not made anymore, of course.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, done. No more Holdens.
It's so bad.
People are very protective of those cars.
Well, he's just got like a little Mazda 2. Like, I think it's like a 2005 Mazda 2. The owner was filthy, this big tattered up bloke, not happy at all. So it got me thinking, 13 10 09, what's the most expensive car you've crashed into?
Or flipping the script, did you have the expensive car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ruined.
How terrible.
You have a expensive sports car, Jade, and you got, you know,
you had
a little bingle not too long ago.
Mm.
How does it feel as an expensive car owner to
when you get clipped?
Get clipped.
To be honest, I was furious, but luckily the man was in his 80s. And I felt,
took him for everything he had.
I felt sorry for the dude. But still, yeah, I wasn't happy.
You're for you, me.
I was not happy. But he, you know, he paid up, so that's fine.
What about you, Crevo? Have you...
The only car I've ever hit was a really old, like, Honda Civic. And I actually ended up having to ask which of these dings was from me.
Oh,
it
really?
Was so dented up that it just, I actually didn't even know if I did any of the damage. That's how, like...
Did they say, oh, don't worry about it?
No.
Because they got the whole panel fixed.
They would have got it all fixed. Yeah.
Hey, Jackson, wow. Your old car, I used to call it the President's Beast. Mm. That was quite a statement car. Like,
do you still have that? Beast?
No, I've got rid of it now.
But, like, did you notice when driving down a highway or a road, people sort of getting away from the car?
No, do you know what's really funny, right? So if you have, like, a nice, expensive car, I find people are less likely to care about it. Like, in shopping centers and stuff like
really?
That, you always find trolleys near them. People don't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Have you had any bingles?
Me.
Did anyone ever run into your car?
I've had a few of bingles, not with the Beast, but
good.
When I got my P's, I reversed into a car, went forward into a car, and then did a U-turn in the street and sideswiped a car all in the space of about 30 seconds.
Jackson.
Is that three claims on insurance?
Yeah.
This is why I don't want my license. You know?
No, that's not an excuse.
That's the worst excuse of it.
That's not an excuse.
Oh, damn,
you're
can't
not
get away with that one.
Not a chance.
13 10 09, expensive bingles.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Yeah, my friend crashed into a club sport in the Westfield car park the other day. The owner, not too happy.
Fuming.
I mean, I wouldn't know this feeling because I don't drive. But when you hit any car, I'm imagining you go through all sorts of emotions, right?
Your stomach just sinks because you know, oh, today's going to suck.
Yeah.
Because you've got to organise all the insurance, and then you got to pay the excess, so about $600-700 usually.
Well, it's also the fear that the person that's hit you doesn't have insurance, so then you're like, am I even going to get any money from this? Like, it's horrible.
So talk me through this. Say you're in your van, Crevo, for example, and you hit a McLaren.
Yep.
Will that send you broke?
No. Well, because I have comprehensive insurance.
Right.
It'll only cost me $650.
Oh, great.
I'm not going out. It's still $650. I'm not going out trying to hit a McLaren. It's still an absolute... And then you have to go put your car in to get repaired. And that's going to take time where you're in taxis everywhere.
Yeah, like it's an nightmare.
Pain. All right, well, we're taking your calls. 13 10 09. Jolie, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, good. Tell us about your expensive bingle.
It wasn't us, thank God. It was him, but an older fella was driving a Lexus and ran straight in to the back of it. The tow bar, the four-wheel drive.
Oh, they are massive, aren't they?
He was fuming. I could see in a rearview mirror he was not happy. And I got out of the car about 8.5 months pregnant, and he told the manager, Jake, he was the nicest guy. My son, the poor old dude, my son's in the back about five. He's saying, oh, my neck. And it was literally just a little bump. took all the plastics out on the front of his really nice Lexus, and there wasn't a mark on her.
What sort of car do you have?
Did I have?
Yeah.
Patrol.
Oh, yeah, those things are dirty. They're like a tank.
The great family car.
Yeah, oh, the poor guy. How old was he, do you think?
I think he would have been mid-60s.
Yeah, the sort of age where you buy a Lexus four-wheel drive.
There's something about old people and not being able to get angry with them. Like, if an old man, you know, tripped me over in the street, I don't know if I could get angry at him.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. That was like the guy that hit me. He was...
Oh, you were filthy.
Oh, yeah, I was filthy, but I wasn't mean, like, rude to him. He was... bless his heart. He was like, oh, no, I'm up for... You know when they hit 80 and they've got to go in and get retested? He's like, does this have to go through the insurance company because I'm up for my test soon? And I'm like, yeah, no, it does.
It absolutely does.
It does. Sorry, man. Not my fault. Like, maybe you shouldn't be on the roads if you're driving through red lights. Like, just saying.
It's funny you did that all the time. No, you don't.
Just joking. We only caught you once.
There was a stop sign. Maybe not. Look, I didn't. I think you guys saw things.
All right, guys. From one car crash story to a slightly different sort of crash kind of story, because this guy got these artifacts from Pompeii.
Oh, right? Somewhere where I'm dying to go.
Incredible part of the world. Unfortunately, he felt as if, due to these things he got, his life became cursed. So he's gone, like, this is like the old school curse vibe, right? So he's gone to take these things back, and now he says his life's never been better.
Wow.
I'll give you the full details on this. I am a little bit skeptical, but I feel like, Jade, this is going to be right up your alley.
Sweet.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
So, guys, you guys would be aware of the city of Pompeii, right? Mm. It's an ancient city that was located in what is now sort of near Naples over in Italy, right?
Beautiful place. It's on my bucket list. I've got to go there.
Incredible part of the world. And this guy, he has got some artifacts from Pompeii, but when he took them home, he realized or believed he had a bit of a curse going on due to these stolen artifacts from Pompeii.
That's naughty. You shouldn't be stealing ancient ruins from...
Oh, not at all. So all he had was a couple of little fragments from the ancient city, a couple of bits of the wall.
Yeah.
And he's claiming that they were cursed, right?
Mm.
So some of the stuff that went wrong was just little things in life, right? So she'd be, you know, going to work and then trip over and like drop all the good stuff on the ground break like a laptop or whatever. Just different little things kept going wrong in her life, and she's like, this is because I've stolen these relics. And it was about 20 years ago that it was stolen.
So she's had 20 years of this.
A cursed life.
Wow, 20 years of bad luck. How terrible.
So she's ended up sending the relics back in, like, the post.
Yeah.
And she...
addressed to who?
Well, just the city of Pompeii, and believes that it's ended the curse.
That's incredible.
Now...
I believe that.
I don't, because it's a couple of bits of stone. You're off your head if you reckon that's caused
the curse.
That's
quite a case, though. Like, you're Newcastle's biggest skeptic with these things.
You are.
Yeah.
Now, she sent them back. It's stopped. So, I mean... Yeah.
Oh, look.
And you've got to understand, too, like, I don't know, for those who don't know, Pompeii was very a tragedy, how that city, you know, ended and got wiped out back in the day.
I'm fully aware of that.
So, you know, there'd be a lot of, you know...
Bad juju.
Well, not just bad juju, but a very spiritual place. So, I can, you know, of all the death that happened there, so can imagine that would happen.
I mean, the band Bastille even wrote a song about it.
Pompeii, yeah, that's true. Okay, so some of the other bad stuff that happened, right? Because the bad luck continued. Like, I just highlighted a couple of small things.
Yeah, what else happened to her?
So, family financial problems.
Yeah.
Bad luck. She also had cancer twice. Got over it, but still ended up, like, really serious, you know, dealing with that. And she's all saying that it's because of these couple of bits of rock.
I don't blame her. How old is she now?
She's now 36.
Wow, 20 years. Wow, that's just such a long time.
So she like took it as a like on a family holiday as a kid, couple of bits of rock.
And now she's fine.
So well, that's what she's saying.
That's incredible.
She's like, I didn't want to pass the curse on to my family or children.
Yeah, good. You know what? Good lesson, kids, if you're in the car right now, Mum, Dad. Don't go just stealing anything.
Well, that's true.
But especially from an ancient ruin.
So how would she have gotten that through customs?
Oh, easy. It's not
just
wood.
Say, it's just a couple of bits of rock. You just say found on a beach or something.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to. Well, technically you should, but... It's anything easy, easily through.
Well, you used to work in the airline industry, yeah. Jay.
What an interesting thing, though, like, to receive back in the post. Like,
yeah.
You know, some receptionist at the local Pompeii in
tourist office bureau. You know,
I know this. Uluru gets, you know, letters with rocks, you know, from people who nick some from that site because, you know, bad luck happens.
It is a taboo, isn't it?
Perfect example, you know, big go taboo. Messing with old ancient ruins.
Or, you know, people just think that their bad luck in life is because they have this thing.
You know what? Because that's guilt because they did the wrong thing. Good lesson we've all learned here today.
They might be feeling guilt, but, you know, it's probably not really causing it.
You big old skeptic.
It's called causality is not cause.
Exactly.
Jay, get off your high
it's
horse for
true,
a second.
But
if you found a dirty big gold nugget at some ancient site, here's a little here's a little pondering.
Oh, no,
what would you do, Jade? So you big, filthy, big gold nugget about the size of a baseball.
You couldn't keep
baseball.
That's like 100 grand,
you know,
maybe more.
You know that you can pop this in your bag, go home and sell it.
No, because you can't, you know what, you can't just pop that in your bag.
Say you could. You knew you could get through.
No, I wouldn't. And you know why? Because.
Whatever.
You know me. I love history. As much as I love gold and I'd love to be a millionaire, I also love history.
You also love free money as well.
No, no, but I love history. I'm a big, you know, into all that sort of stuff and preservation.
I just don't believe you.
It should go into a museum.
I just don't believe you. Sorry, doll.
$100,000 gold nugget.
It'd be tempting. I'm not going to lie. I'd sit there and I'd say, Ben, what should we do? We'd have a conversation and then we'd take it. No.
You can have all the Harry Potter swag you want.
Imagine all the bad luck. You'd have 10 generations family cursed for that.
10 generations.
I'm serious.
I'm glad we all found our moral compass this morning.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jay, Maddie and Creezo.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
A huge thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe. They're just friends of the show that bring us delicious coffee. HappyMobileCafe.com.au. Check them out. Carl and Benny, some of the best, nicest blokes you'll ever meet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and delicious coffee.
That's delicious.
The
highlight too.
Really good.
But guys, we are about to beat the meat. All thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. So if you would love to beat the meat with us and win yourself some delicious sausages from Singo's.
How does it work, Jay?
13:10:09. It's very simple. All you have to do is say stop before the sausages explode. Is that easy to win this morning?
Yeah, you can win big or if you get too greedy, win nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go home with nothing, not our problem.
Perfect weather at the moment for a barbecue. 13:10:09. All you have to do is shout stop to possibly win some delicious meat.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Singo's Butcheries, they allow us to beat the meat once a week on this show and we absolutely love it because sausages, how good are they? And you can win them with us.
The only show in Newcastle where you can win sausages.
By beating the meat. Yeah. It's insane.
Plenty prize.
Yeah, definitely.
All you have to do to win is say stop before the sausages explode. And Peter, your big chance is right now.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Hey, good. Where are you this morning?
I'm heading into Thornton to go to work.
Very nice. What do you do for a living?
I'm a disability support worker.
No, good stuff. Doing the good work. Good stuff,
awesome,
Peter.
Awesome, Peter. Well, thanks for hanging out with us.
So, Peter, how often have you heard Beat the Meat be played? Fair
I'm
bit?
I'm normally at work by now, so I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, so this is a first time for you. There's always a first.
Virgin player.
Yeah.
A virgin Beat the Meat player. Awesome. Well, basically, all you have to do is say stop before the sausages explode. If they explode, then unfortunately you don't get to win this delicious meat from Singo's.
Okay.
Let's do it, Peter. Let's beat the meat. Here we go. Aim right now. One sausage. Five sausages. Six sausages. 11 sausages. 14 sausages. 22 sausages.
Stop.
22.
22.
You beauty.
Good stuff, Peter.
All yours, just like that. How good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very good. Big weekend. Are you going to have a barbecue now?
Well, I think I'm going to have to now.
Yeah, you're gonna have to.
Get the friends around.
Plenty of meat to go around. Congratulations, Peter. Thank you. It's all thanks to Singo's, Jade.
Yep, Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
Good stuff. Hey, what's the goss? Up next with our friend, Producer Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning. Pink's husband, Carrie Hart, he's caused a bit of a social media storm.
Has he?
Yeah, posting about his kids. I'll tell you why exactly next. Also, too, remember when Chris Evans leaked his nudes?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Jamie Lee Curtis has theorised why.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she leaked her nudes.
Oh, God,
this is a very different one.
I would never bring that to anyone's
attention. I thought you were about to say she licked the nudes. I was thinking, oh, jeez. This is getting... wrong?
That's weird. 7:46 in your MM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Can't would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
Coronavirus! But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Boss.
Producer Jackson is here. Now, I want to hear about Jamie Lee Curtis looking at these Chris Evans nudes.
Yeah, so she's appeared on the Kelly Clarkson show, so she's obviously seen them because as soon as she's asked about it, she says that she's sweating already. But here's her theory as to why he leaked the nudes.
My question is this. He's so smart and such an unbelievably beautiful human being. I'm wondering if it was even planned.
Oh, he's so clever. I thought it was planned just because he was trying to get people to vote.
Interesting.
Okay.
I mean, that's totally... Who cares? Like, if he's willing to put it out there, let him go.
He's just doing what he wants to do, I guess.
Do you find him sexy, Jade?
Yeah.
Chris Evans?
I must admit, I've never been into Captain America, but...
Chris Evans? He really did it for me.
That clean-cut jock style look?
Oh, I don't know. There's just something about Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Holding a big old shield.
Yeah, the shield's a bit pathetic, but I just, you know, I can get past that.
I love Jamie Lee Curtis,
though. Put your shield away.
Put your shield away.
Jamie Lee is always
so honest.
Shield
me with your arms, you know.
She's great. She's 61 as well.
Is she?
Really? I just can't believe that she's 61.
I always wished that she was my auntie. She's got that, like, cool auntie vibe.
The one that would sneak you alcohol.
Yeah, when you're 17.
I think she's...
Don't do that, kids.
Never.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
Fascinating.
Also to Carrie Hart, so Pink's husband, he's in a little, I don't know if you call it trouble, but people are angry at him because he's put a photo up of his kids shooting guns, and then he just wrote, if you don't like it, scroll on and poke the bear. He's doubled down on it, though, because people are calling him out for being an irresponsible parent. He said, I'm a firm believer in teaching my kids to shoot, but more importantly, handle a firearm. No better sound than the bullet of your kid's gun plucking a steel target at 30 yards. Have a great weekend, everyone.
That's interesting.
How old are the kids?
They're quite young. I think under 5, maybe.
I mean, it's so easy to sit here and go, oh, how dare he? But it's just such an ingrained part of the culture over there.
Like, it is. I mean, people say rightly or wrongly. I mostly say wrongly because, there's so much gun crime and so many accidents. And it often is, like in America, you're just looking at the pure statistics. It's the guns that are stored in people's houses.
In saying that, though, like, it's an Olympic sport, isn't it?
So, Creva, you're half American.
Yeah.
And Jackson, you've obviously spent so much time over there.
Yeah.
Shooting guns with your sons. Tell me if I'm wrong. Is it almost like a pastime in the same category as taking them fishing or something?
I think for some,
a lot of people see it as that. But I mean, the problem is there's just so many accidents, and it's all like the stats are crazy. But how many are kids like accidentally somehow opening the gun safe and then playing around with it? It's just awful.
See,
look that up.
This is where I think what he's doing is fine, though, because he's teaching them the responsible use of a firearm. So obviously these kids are exposed to firearms, so it's important that they know how to use them correctly.
I mean, totally, but it's just, you know, some other kid comes over or something and, you know, it's just this. It's terrible.
What's so interesting, though, is, you know, whenever a celebrity sort of comes out and in support of something like this, people are so shocked. It's like, you know, even celebrities have different views.
You know what? Like, I don't have a problem with it. I'm not going to see you getting upset over it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't believe, like, I think the whole gun thing over there is a bit backwards. But in saying that, I can appreciate the Olympic sport of shooting. So, and if you look at how they're doing it on his Instagram, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll end up being Olympic shooters.
You know,
I'm not one to pass judgment. I'm not American.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jackson. Totally. Appreciate that. The Weather Whiz Kid coming up next here at New FM. And after that, we are talking the brand new legislation that's being proposed about cigarettes and how you might need a prescription for them.
Yeah, so this is kind of like a fascinating step that the government might take. So we're sort of opening up the debate.
Yeah.
13:10:09 after the news, or get it, you know, get involved now if you want. Should cigarettes require a prescription? Should you need to get a script from the doctor if you want to buy a packet of smokes?
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Good morning, my name is Kobe from Randwick Public School. I would like to give a shout out to all my friends and family. The weather is a mostly sunny day ahead with a cloud clearing. We're expecting a top temperature of 25 degrees in the city and 26 degrees inland. Sunny tomorrow with light winds and mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon and evening on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up, Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home, and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
Time's up, time's up, time's up. All right, all right, stop, you've got 30 seconds, you ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax, open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Oh, big congratulations to Kobe, our Weather Whiz Kid.
What a talent.
From Redhead Public School.
Very professional. Mm. And imagine him with his tie on reading that weather report.
No, 100%.
Very Mike Bailey, a weather presenter for the ABC for many, many years. So he was very professional.
Oh, good stuff.
Good on him. Well done, Kobe.
Shout out to Class 56T at Redhead Public School. Good job, Kobe Daly. Very, very good.
Absolutely smashed it.
If you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid, make sure you pop online at newfm.com.au and you could be reading the weather just like Kobe next week
on the
show.
Exactly right. 13:10:09 next. Should cigarettes require a prescription from your doctor? This is what's being proposed, like a new legislation. So if you ever want to buy smokes, you'd have to go get a script from the doctor. Now, what are your thoughts just briefly on this?
I think it's a great idea. Maybe, like, it's hard for those who've been smoking for, you know, 50 plus years, you have an addiction, even 10 years, but I don't know, I think it's a good thing to stop the younger generation from picking up the bad habit. So yeah. I'm all for
it. To be honest, this is, I think that it's wrong. I mean,
it's illegal to buy.
I understand the health implications, and I think most smokers do. I understand it. I honestly think the whole argument of, oh, well, we, the taxpayers, have to foot the bill for your health
care. Medical issues, which is true.
Now, that's a non-argument for me. I think that's ridiculous. Well, it's just picking one problem and ignoring a whole heap of others. Like, if you're going to ban smoking, ban alcohol. Like, it's the same, it's the exact same thing to me. You can't pick and choose what you disapprove of.
Well, we're not talking about alcohol, though. We're talking about smoking.
Yeah, I think you're taking away people's personal freedoms, and I think that once you start taking one thing away,
it's a
slippery slope.
Look, it's one thing to make the cigarettes illegal. Like, that is a possibility. But if they're legal, and they have been for so long, to then go and say, oh, now you've got to have a prescription from your doctor. I don't know about that.
I think
that.
It's good. Like,
I'm not sure how that, I don't think that...
Because you need to do it to stop the younger people from taking up a bad habit.
How does it stop young people from taking up smoking?
Well, because they need to... In my mind, I think they should put a limit on it. Like, okay, if you need a prescription from, you know, anyone that's, you know, from this year onwards, you need a prescription, right? So
what would qualify you for a prescription from your doctor? Like,
what
I'm
do you
guessing
mean?
It.
Like, how do you go into the doctor
and say, "Hey, I want to smoke because I'm a nervous person. I need to."
Well, that's a dumb argument.
Well, no, it's not.
It's
because
really dumb.
Well, no, because if you, why do you smoke? Why do you smoke?
Because it's an addiction, Jade. Once you start, it's hard to stop.
Well, that's
and
the thing.
And it's hard for someone like you to understand that doesn't smoke.
100%. But in saying that, because I'm not addicted to it.
And
but
I'm not
the thing
condoning
is,
it either. Look, well, this is a debate.
No. But hear me out, though.
We've got 4 minutes.
No, you asked me my question, right? Yeah. You said, how's it stopping? Because if an 18-year-old or a 17-year-old or however old goes in there and says, hey, can I please have a prescription for cigarettes, the doctor will be like, why?
As well, 17-year-olds aren't allowed to go and do
well,
that.
Well, no, but, yeah, it doesn't stop them from getting that, though, does it? But all I'm saying is that it'll stop the younger generation now from smoking, which I think is a good thing.
Do young people take drugs?
Yes,
they do.
And are drugs illegal?
Yeah.
How do they get the drugs? They can still
find
them.
Yeah, but that's an excuse. It'll slowly stop people, more people from doing it.
I think it also wastes doctors' time too, as well, too. Well, you have to go to the doctor's surgery to get a prescription.
Oh, come on, Hamish.
No, I think it's a waste of time.
The lines are open.
No, smokers stick together.
13:10:09. This will be fun.
Yeah, should cigarettes require a prescription from your doctor?
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Should cigarettes require a prescription to purchase them?
Jade, Maddie and Grievo.
This is all because they're looking at a legislation to actually put this into action. Of course, it's going to be up for debate. A lot of smokers will be upset about this, I'm sure. And this might surprise you guys, but I'm on the fence about the whole thing. Like, I'm not really sure whether it should be, you know, prescription or should be not. 13:10:09 changed
what's
my mind.
New?
What's new?
You
wouldn't expect anything less than you sitting on the fence.
You know, so obviously, Jade, you're against this. You're all for this thing. I'm totally against it.
Yeah.
And just in the interim there, whilst the song was playing, I received two messages on your point, Hamish, in regards to why are we wasting doctors' time on this? It's ridiculous. There are already so many safeguards in place and so much legislation. The price point has gone up to ridiculous levels. Plain packaging, I think you'll find that is working less and less.
Well, you know what? Stop smoking. Stop whinging about the price of cigarettes.
Okay,
and
it's not
smoking.
That simple, Jaden. And I mean, that is a responsible way to get people to stop smoking. Put the price up. I'm all for that.
Make it $1,000 a packet.
The whole point of it is, though, to stop the younger people from... Okay, you want a stat? Listen to this,
Here we go. Pull that out.
No, I will. So the Department of Health figures showed about 2.3 million people smoke tobacco daily in Australia, right?
Yeah.
Less than 15% of adults. So it's all the younger ones that are starting up smoking.
No, that means 15% of adults smoke.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, that's what I mean, though.
No, it doesn't mean, like, 15% are adults.
Yeah, yeah. And moving on, though.
Yeah, it's all adults smoking.
Oh, well, look, it doesn't matter. But still, these young people smoking.
Well, it does matter. It does. And at the end of the day, you can't just pick and choose want to regulate because, you know, it suits a certain argument. I've got a stat for you as well. 6,000 Australians die of alcohol-related illnesses each year. So if you're going to pick on cigarettes, you pick on alcohol,
well, then
too.
You know what? That's fine. I'm actually okay.
And what happens
personal
choice?
Hey, Maddie, you know what? I lived in Dubai where you actually had to have an alcohol license over there to actually have alcohol in your house.
Let's go to the phone.
All for an alcohol license. Start that up too.
Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Peter?
Hey, Pete, mate.
Cool this situation down. What are your thoughts, mate? Should you need a prescription for cigarettes? What are your thoughts?
I think it's ridiculous. Political correctness gone wrong.
Are you a smoker yourself?
I am a smoker.
You love the Larry Lungbusters, don't you, Petey?
I do. But I still respect the non-smoker's rights.
Yeah.
I think the smoker is being used and abused lately. Our prices of our cigarettes go up every 6 months, and it was meant to go towards the health system.
Mm.
But if you look at the federal budget, you'll actually see that the health system's been getting less and less funding every year. Now they're expecting us to go sit in line at a doctor surgery for up to 4 hours just to get a script for... have a cigarette.
And you know what,
like
Peter?
Peter, don't you think it's a good thing, though, for the younger to disencourage younger people taking up an addiction? Because that's what it is, the nicotine.
So everybody should be penalised to protect the younger ones? I don't think that's correct.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. There you go. That's your opinion.
And think about it. We're in 2020. We're in the middle of a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, and we want to clutter up doctors,
doctors'
surgeries, and take up doctors' time.
Don't use the COVID-19. There'll be a vaccine eventually, and we're still going to be having this debate then too.
Thank you for your call, Peter.
One in seven deaths from tobacco.
Joe.
Let's go to Joe. Yes. How you doing?
Good, and you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Do you reckon you should be able to have a, you know, have a smoke and not worry about it? Like, do you need the prescription?
Well, I think it's more about treating the addiction for everybody, not just the young people. I think, yes, definitely deter the young people.
Mm.
But I think it's about treating the addiction. Like, why are they addicted to it? Because there's other, you know, it's like every other addictive behavior that people have, an addiction like to alcohol and drugs and you know, eating disorders and all that jazz. Like, it's an addiction. So treat the addiction, not the not necessarily the nicotine per se. But I think, you know, there is a lot being done about it, but I think more could be done because, yeah, you know, my mum had free will over choice and she smoked her whole life and we lost her to lung cancer 2 years ago. So, you know, I would give anything for more to have been in place, more support for her to have been there to kick that habit. Because
that's a great point, Joe. That is a great point. The support does need to be there. And, you know, you look at quitting smoking, right, Joe? If I, for example, as a smoker, want to quit, it's very hard to quit cold turkey. I've tried over the years. And to go and buy some patches or some nicotine gum, you know, it's sometimes more expensive than the cigarettes.
Mm.
So it is quite a cost. So why doesn't the government put its money where its mouth is and provide free help with that sort of thing? Patches, nicotine gum. Like, let's make those a whole lot cheaper and more affordable for people to quit.
Now, that I can get on board with.
Mm.
Use some of that extra money from the high price of the smokes.
Yeah,
I agree with
that. Joe.
I still think one prescriptions more. Are in place for a good thing.
Grace, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Hey, hey Grace.
Good. Thoughts and feelings on this one, Joe. Grace?
So I work in a GP practice.
Yeah.
I've been working as a nurse for like over 10 years. I, honest to God, I used to smoke about probably a 10-pack a week.
Mm-hmm.
I quit because of health reasons. I knew it was, you know, the wrong thing.
Yeah.
There's no excuse. The education is there to know what it does to you, long-term, short-term, whatever.
Yeah.
I have no understanding as to why the younger generation are getting their hands on cigarettes and they shouldn't. Personally, I don't know who's supplying the younger generation if they're under 18. For starters, that shows that the adults that are, you know, aren't really taking responsibility, or their friends for that matter. But cigarettes are expensive. I could not afford them now, even if I wanted to. But during this whole situation, I think kids these days they're either suffering serious mental health issues with all this pandemic or whatever, or self-image or whatever's going on. They can't cope with the fact that, you know, there's something else that they can, you know, another vice, another drug, and cigarettes is probably the safest thing apart from drugs that, you know.
Well, question for you, Grace, because you work in a doctor's office. Now, how do you think, a standard doctor's office would deal with, you know, smokers coming into the office constantly wanting to get a prescription from the doctor? Now, you walk into any doctor at midday in the middle of the week, you're waiting an hour to see a doctor, right? So imagine putting that extra pressure on doctor's surgeries in order to, you know, write these scripts for smokers. So surely there's a more effective way to do this.
I can tell you now, if we were to do that, if that was to put in place, we'd need to hire at least another two doctors just to accommodate for the amount.
Just to do those
just
scripts.
That is an unreasonable cost.
Well, that's just scripts. In saying that, though, it's creating jobs, so it's not necessarily a bad thing, though, is it? Oh, I think it's great.
Thanks for your call,
honestly,
guys.
I'm all for it.
All right. Well, the opinion remains divided.
Very
smokers,
good.
Smokers, though, not keen on the thing.
No.
By the sounds of it, 100% of the callers there didn't want it.
Well, because they're all smokers, that's why. But
no,
anyway,
they weren't,
guys,
but let's move on.
Yes, they were. Jade's mum, my mother, we're going to be chatting about her.
You drive
next
me insane some days.
I know.
You really do.
Grace literally just said, I'm not a smoker.
She smoked, anymore.
Joe was
it
a former smoker. So,
yeah. So they had all smoked. They've all smoked in their life.
Stop picking like a flower out of a garden, the information you want to retain.
Smokers stay together. Anyway. But anyway, we're going to chat about my mum on the weekend, guys, because a really funny incident happened whilst she was looking after my nephews.
Oh, so, I can't wait for this.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, babysitting dilemmas with my mum after this.
It's 8:25. We're running very late. Apologies, Hamish.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo. The Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay,
Maddie and Grifo.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo. The Novos.
105 minutes commercial free, kicking off after 9 with Jackson. Good morning.
Yo, good morning. Going to be doing it with Dermot Kennedy's Outnumbered.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, TikTok, for making me fall in love with this song. It grew on me eventually. Jason Derulo.
Overplayed, but still not over the threshold yet.
Oh, I'm very into it. I like it. Kate Clarkson as well.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah, this is... Look at Maddie. Look,
you love Kelly Clarkson.
I love this film clip. She's like the jaded bride in the gothic church and she's ripping her wedding dress off.
Good memory.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love that video. Anyway, there you go. Fangirling awesome over Kelly. The gayest thing I've ever done.
But guys, I can't wait to tell you this story about my mum's babysitting the grandkids going a little bit haywire on the weekend. It's such a great story.
Your mum was babysitting.
Yeah.
That was nice of her. Did she charge them?
No, mum takes the grandkids every second weekend, so they go and stay over at her place.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
She'd be loving it.
Yeah, she does. She really enjoys it. But, things went, tested her. It was all sorts of chaos, particularly at the shops which involved the disabled toilet. I'll tell you more in a second.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
I love a good family tale in my world, my fam. They're just awesome. I love them to pieces, and because there's always something going on in the family.
I mean, we owe them a lot. The content on this show is based on
Dad's family stories.
It's my family.
Send them some commission or something.
So my mum, she looks after the grandkids every second weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
She had Onyx and Oscar, and they went to the shops.
Onyx? How do you feel about that name? Stop this down.
Oh, look.
Terrible name.
It's my stepsister.
Terrible
so
name,
I don't.
Terrible.
I don't love it, but hey, you know, he's a cute kid. But anyway, Onyx and Oscar, mum was looking after them and they went to the shops. Mum's having coffee and she takes them to this place where there's like a coffee shop with a little bit of a playground.
Nice. Perfect.
And
mind you, never entertains the kids, those little playgrounds. They always muck up.
Oh, well, anyway, Mum, they were on the playground. They're having the time of their life, Maddie.
Running up and down the slide, doing this and that.
Mum bought them their milkshakes and then...
Baby Chino.
Mum calls them over and goes, boys, we've got to go. And then they've ran over, they finished their milkshakes, and all of a sudden, Oscar's gone, Granny, I need to go to the toilet. Mum's like, oh, okay. He's like, no, Granny, I really need to go. I gotta go. And Mum's like, oh, no, okay, quick, boys. Mum's like, grabbed her bag. She's grabbed Onyx and Oscar by the hand. She's like running to the nearest toilets. Obviously, last weekend of the school holidays, packed, right? She's not letting them go into the male toilets. Like, Mum likes to take them into the female toilets with them so she can, you know, make sure they're okay. And so, anyway, Mum's looked at the line. She's like, you know what, boys, quick, let's just go into the disabled toilet. Because Onyx was in, he needed to go. Like, yeah, there was going to be a...
It was an emergency situation.
It was an emergency. There was going to be an accident. Yeah. So anyway, Mum's gone into the disabled toilet. She's hit the button. You know how slow those automatic doors go? Anyway, the doors slowly shut. Onyx is on the toilet.
First of all, I love how descriptive you are with this story. No, you weren't even there.
No. But you've got to understand, right? So anyway, Oscar's on the toilet. Mum's got Onyx in the corner. She's like, go. Anyway, Onyx is doing his business. And then next minute, you know how it's the button? His brother, Onyx, has lent on the button. That's made the disabled toilet door open. Onyx is screaming with his pants down on the toilet. His poor things had to jump off, run into the corner, so like trying to get away from anyone looking in, being able to see him with his pants down. Mum screaming, Onyx, what have you done? Poor Onyx then starts bawling his eyes out because he doesn't like getting in trouble. He's like, I didn't mean it, Granny. And poor Onyx, there was just all sorts of chaos. Anyway, they've hit the button, but then because the toilet door takes forever to close, the Onyx is crying, Oscar screaming in the corner,
pants down.
Mum's, you know, trying to handle the situation. She's like, I'm standing in the middle of the door with my hands out, trying to stop anyone from looking in.
It sounds very exhausting.
Well, hey, that's kids for you, isn't it? Like, looking after the grandkids. Mum said it was such an ordeal, and she then had to
got a bit messy.
She had to clean his pants and everything because it was just all sorts of next level.
I always love when the grandparents look after the grandkids because it really does take a lot of them back.
And she
25 years.
And remind them how they're so happy to give them back.
Exactly. And absolutely. That's what Mum said. She's like, I just took them home and I gave them back in the afternoon. She's like, I'm never going to forget that experience. She's like, I'm glad it's another fortnight till I get the boys.
I'm imagining your mum calling you, Jade, and telling the story exactly how you just told it.
Jadey, you're not going to believe what just happened to me.
Well, Mum said, you know what? You girls would have been in stitches. I said, no, Mum, I think I would have been reacting exactly like Oscar, pants down, screaming, shut that door! Shut that door!
Thanks, Jade. Screaming into the microphone. We really are right there.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Great story.
Yeah. Amazing.
Poor Mum.
Granny.
Gotta go.
I love it all over it up next. Interesting one, guys. We are chatting takeaway food getting put into the freezer.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Now, just before, Jade, you were telling a story about your mum looking after her grandkids.
Yes.
One of the names, Onyx. And now, I said this on the show just before. Once.
She had Onyx and Oscar, and they went to the shops.
Onyx? How do you feel about that name? Stop this down.
Oh, look.
Terrible name.
It's my stepsister.
Terrible name.
I don't love it, but hey, you know, he's a cute kid.
Now, we did receive a message from a girl we work with, and she said, my nephew's name is Onyx too. His mum just heard you, and let's just say you've just lost a listener. So, I'm sorry if I offended you. Look, sorry, Onyx. But look.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah, well, you've done it. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Please stay with us. Yeah. Onyx is a lovely name.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got a name.
Yeah.
I'm named after a mineral, too.
Very true.
I am.
Anyway, let's do Love It or Loathe It right now, New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love It. Or Loathe It. Loathe It.
Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic, and today's topic is freezing fast food.
3, 2, 1, go!
Now, I've heard of this. I've heard of people, like, freezing burgers and stuff like that, but it doesn't really appeal to me.
Not for me. I'm going to say loathe it. I think the idea of buying anything, like, whether it's Hungry Jack's, KFC...
Chinese
food, Indian food, and then you freeze it, and then you go to de-thaw it?
Yeah. Interesting.
It's not for me.
So, I had a look in the work freezer, and there's a Domino's pizza in the freezer. It belongs to one of the girls who work here, and it says, please do not eat. This is my depression food. But I was just blown away that she put a Domino's pizza in a freezer. How horrible.
Well, you know what? You say that, but of all the foods, I would say that one would probably reheat one of the best. Because if you think about it, frozen pizzas is a big thing. Mm. And if you put, you know that the toasted sandwich maker that we have? I reckon, I'm just putting it out there, if you put the frozen slice of Domino's in that, did a slow heat on it, I think it would come up pretty good.
No, but it's already cooked, though.
Yeah,
but it's been cooked.
Would you put a McDonald's burger, though, in a freezer?
No, that's
what's
just
the
crazy
difference?
It's the same thing.
No, because pizza, I think if you think about what's in it from a food and cooking perspective, the underneath the base is going to come up a little bit crispier because you've got the heat from underneath in the toasted sandwich maker. The things that are on top are things like pepperoni and cheese.
Freezer.
Hey, Crevo.
And they're going to melt and come up quite good.
Won't you try it? Put your money where your mouth is.
I just don't care that
much. If you love it.
But I'm just saying.
No, you love it, though.
No.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just saying.
It's very descriptive, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm just saying it's not that crazy. Because I think I'm just doing an analysis on it.
Definitely weird.
Yeah, righto.
Okay.
Anyway, there's another thing for the show tomorrow.
But you won't do it.
No, not in a million years.
So you don't love it.
They're too fancy. Not fancy enough for Crevo.
I eat Domino's.
Millionaire.
Oh, please.
Only the best. Halloumi cheese only.
Halloumi, like that's so
not even
fancy.
That fancy. No.
$4.99 at Aldi.
Oh, look, whatever. Sounds fancy.
Jade, I'm in trouble from a listener. Now you're in trouble from a listener.
No.
Before, just after 8 o'clock, we're talking about how there's a new proposal that they may send you to the doctors to get a prescription in order to buy cigarettes.
It's a suggestion.
We
not
spoke to Joe on the phone, and apparently you incorrectly called her a smoker.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Let's do the correction. The floor is yours.
I've never smoked in my life. My mum was the smoker.
There we go.
Okay, I apologise, Joe.
That's all right. I was offended enough just to ring you back and tell you about it.
Oh, good. Now,
have we lost a listener, Joe?
No, not at all.
Good.
I do apologize. You know what? I will own up if I make a mistake. So my apologies on that one.
All good.
Thanks, Joe.
Now, Maddie's offended a listener. Jade's offended. Well, I'm feeling left out.
Look,
I'm offended.
If Crevo's offended you for being a fence sitter.
13:09.
Well, yeah, I feel offended. No one's ringing up complaining about me. I feel left out.
Mr. Perfect.
I feel left out over here.
The chameleon.
Yeah. funny.
Well, guys, that's us today. Good show. They had fun today. It was nice.
No, it was a good show.
Jackson, 105 commercial free, kicking off in minutes.
Good morning. Sorry, I was having computer issues before. I wasn't sure this was going to actually work. No, I can't. Julie Michaels is
very good
in the playlist.
Awesome.
Shania Twain as well.
That's for you, Trish, if you're listening.
Yeah, your favourite.
You will be.
Kygo as well.
Kygo. Love Kygo.
Is this Kygo?
Yeah.
Remake?
Yes, Jack.
Wow, where have I been?
Clearly under a rock.
All I know is Mum used to sing this at karaoke all the time.
Jade's music consists of 10 to 20-year-old pop songs. Mm-hmm. Anything from the last year, you'll discover it in the next 15 years
it's
at some
true.
Point.
It's true. I'm behind the times, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. All right, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free.